Yeah, what up, what up, what up? You know who it is, your boy Styles P, the Ghost, LOX, D-Block. Make sure you get the Presence album. Look out for the Lox album. Look out for Sheik's solo album. Look out for Kiss solo album. These are all coming out, man. Check us out at pharmacyforlife.com. That's pharmacy with an F. pharmacyforlife.com. Check us out at juicesforlife.com. And just check out the wife, Ajua Styles, book, The Ethereal Hike. And you know what? I want to give a shout out. Shout out to Uncle Rico. Shout out to Uncle Night Night. Shout out Uncle Fax. You are now listening to the Drunk Unk podcast. And this is your boy Style Speed of Ghost, LOX D Block. Yeah.
Hey, 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 look, get your ass the fuck up. You're now tuned with the Drunk Unks. So go and grab your cup, relax, and fill it up, sit back and drink it up. Cause my unks gon' turn it up. I'm with Uncle Night Night, Uncle Rico, and Uncle Fax. I be the lit nef, King Quaddy, I'm kicking fat. They put y'all on game and Quaddy's spitting the real podcast. With Master Pill, we just lit like that. I see you grooving, I see you moving. So have a seat and grab a drink and get into it. And if you ain't rocking with the unks, one thing I gotta say, y'all only get half a bar.
Count your fucking days.
What you expected?
Nah, I had a piece of gum about. You know what I mean? That's bad. That's the bad.
No bueno.
Oh. Okay.
Fact checker was getting frustrated earlier on the group chat.
Was he?
Yeah, you ain't see the comments? Nah. No, he called.
Nah.
No, okay.
Just wrap this, you know. Just trying to get my sound levels.
Yeah. Going on Facebook, those watching live on YouTube or Twitter, wherever the fuck you're watching it. What's going on, bro? How you, man?
Who? Shit, bro. What's going on, bro? Obviously, I'm not seeing it. I'm not in the feed right now. Oh, which means I haven't shared the feed. I should at least do that part.
What's going on, Rob? Money making problem.
My bad. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Oh, probably. Remember that one time?
That one time we had to carry Robley's dead carcass.
He's a bod, though. He's a bod.
Yeah, he's a bod. Brad, what's going on, bro? Not Rob, though. With the unks, man. He knows it's going to be a wild night.
Yeah, that shit's crazy now, right? I just want to say that to people, right? That is crazy in itself, right? Motherfuckers just know if they decide to kick it with us, well, that's a push, a wash for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And then I like the niggas who super froggy. They be like, nah, I'm all for a weekend. I'm fucking with y'all. Word.
Bet.
It's about
a dead, damn old body cast on, neck brace on. Man, fucking with y'all last night, man. Yo, Drew, what's going on, bro? Rob said, always a wild night with the unks. Hey, man. We just do what we do, man.
Hey, man, shout out to the youngins in spite of COVID getting some type of prom season.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That shit just popped up on the news. I didn't know where I'm like, oh, shit, prom?
Bulls were shot.
Yeah. Definitely was shot. Y'all know sock wearing asses.
That's the new thing, right?
Yeah. Look.
Bro, we got a beat for not wearing socks back
in
the day.
Without saying any names, the nigga just texted 750. I'm on my way. There's no type of method to that madness.
Common sense ain't common no more.
I hate niggas. I promise you. I promise you. When motherfucking Brian Isaac said, I hate Earth, that shit still rings bells in my soul.
Hey, Rob, man, July 4th was bad at the barn.
Bro, Rob. My nigga was just like leaning over the, on the seat, just letting it go.
That's word.
My boy gave him a fight, man.
It's like the nigga couldn't lift his head.
My boy gave him a fight, man.
Bro, it happens to the best of us, first word. Of all.
Hell, nigga, but, I ain't never threw up like that.
Me neither.
No disrespect, and I'm not judging, because we all been fucked up.
Yo, like, he wasn't even trying to help his body out.
Bro.
Like,
bro.
He was like...
It was like legit.
My bad, Rob. My bad.
Yo, it was legit. Like, that nigga just parked in the seat on the gangster lean with his head like this. He knew it was coming. He was just sitting there like this. And he was like...
Yo, he did not try to help his own body out. That's fucked up.
And niggas went shit. All niggas did was they just scooted their chairs a little bit further away. Oh, all right, cool. You're getting to the body, man. Stay safe, player.
You see, he got away because the very next day, my fucking birthday, that shit got wilder. That shit was bad in the bar, yeah.
Yeah. It got a little out of hand. That being said, man. Saturday night, happy hour, the pregame to the verses with your drunk unks. I'm Uncle Night Night. To my right, the social media savant, Tweety Jones, aka Uncle Rico.
Yo, what's going on?
RIP to the homie Juan Cena.
Yeah, he out of there. We'll see him next offense.
Nah.
Oh, he done too?
Nah, bro.
Nah, he been excommunicated.
Wait until my PSA.
Wow.
The man to my left, who says he needs no introduction, but because we ain't got no guests, I'll beat this bitch up a little bit and keep talking about it. We got the salmon killer. I wear a bucket, so fuck it. Shades inside the house.
Hey, man, the sun shining through the window, bro. The sun shining through the window.
You know what I mean? I'm 5'6", but in my mind, I'm 7'3".
Don't forget the half, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, don't forget my half, yo.
We got...
I'm 5'6" and a half.
Lonnie Moore, a.k.a. Uncle Facts, a.k.a. Mr. Question Everything, a.k.a. Catch Me on the Corner of Truth and Logic. Y'all give it up for the homie.
That's good, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
I like that little
build up,
man.
Yeah. I'm working on my shit. You know, I've been practicing some shit, so I might just, you know, y'all gonna be my test dummy.
So when next we come here, right?
So when we got a guest, I'm gonna really hype the niggas up from here on out.
Yo, when we come here next week, bro, you have a shirt with that whole saying on, going from the front all the way to the back.
What? Nigga, that's gonna be something on the sleeve. Word. Something right here on this nipple, right, this and that nipple. Going across the back.
Hey, man.
And I forgot one of the best ones for him. Lonnie Moore, a.k.a. Energy Never Dies.
Energy Never Dies.
You know what I mean? I swear to God, boy, I'm gonna write this shit down. Boy, I'm gonna sauce this bitch up next week for both of you. Let's get my shit together.
Hey, bro, you forgot my alter ego. I'm disappointed you.
Oh, no. Fuck them niggas. They ain't part of the show.
Like these
demons. No. That nigga's never been on the show before. Thank God. I think he's watching. He be watching. Yeah. He be waiting.
Nah, he been on a couple of them shows at the studio before. That we ain't how to pace ourselves through the show. Me and Tweety got drunk before the show. And then we got drunk again on the show.
Yo, it was bad. We used to go to the studio. Yo, it used to be so bad. Because, first of all, our time slots changed. So it was like 1:30 and like 2:00. Now, anybody who drinks significantly the night before, a 1:00 start, right? Now 1 PM is when you're starting, which means you gotta be there at least by 12:55. Yeah. Which we did a couple of times.
Yeah.
But the bad part, we had to go sit in the shop talk. and just listen, just to wake the fuck up and come up with something, because it was rough times, man. I feel like
we came a long way, man.
It was fun. I had fun.
Oh, we both had fun with it.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm
came a long way, man.
I'm gonna tell you what really
double by how.
A lot of niggas be saying, "Yo, man, y'all need to get back going live every day." Nah, niggas. No, we don't. That shit was causing strife and turmoil in households.
Yeah, that shit was bad.
Motherfuckers said, "Nah, I'm only gonna go over to the house for an hour." 6 hours later.
Six hours later.
My wife's like, "Where the fuck you been at? You ain't watch Facebook?" I've been live, baby. Right, going to work tired as hell for no reason, just to give y'all niggas some entertainment.
Don't forget
Lonnie arguing with niggas, tagging niggas to come into the motherfucking live video.
Hey. 1-2 in the morning,
my nigga be sauce, be like, "Yeah, and anybody want to debate, let's do it."
Yo, remember the white folks that was trying to buy the couch? Remember,
bro, they was trolling.
Yeah, they was trolling. That shit was funny though.
They was trying to sell this couch for $100. But it is Mother's Day weekend, yo.
Yes, yeah. Shout out to all the mothers, man.
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, man, we need to keep that energy going. Don't let somebody dictate your energy. I say energy. Don't let somebody dictate your energy, yo.
Lonnie called herself, everybody.
I did.
Word.
But yeah, like we gotta praise these moms all year, man. Like all year. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't have my mother, but you know, energy never dies. I got baby mothers. I got close friends that have moms and everything. So we got represent, man, for the moms, man.
Aunts.
Aunts, yeah, yeah. Shout out to all my aunts. Yeah.
Cousins.
Shout out to the drunk aunties.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, mothers too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this shit bittersweet for me right now because I'm still in the mix of mine. But, you know, I find myself flabbergasted at the notion of who the fuck actually came up with the concept of Mother's Day and Father's Day.
It had to be a business ideal, because everybody know
it had to have been a nigga who was fucking up real bad. He was like, "Listen, I'm just gonna give you this day, so now you always got this day." And then he thought about it like a year later. He was like, "But I want a day too."
but see, my thing is, like, people ain't appreciating really what a mom is. Like, this day don't give no justice to what a mom is, because a lot of people think that I'm going to go buy my mom some flowers, I'm going to go buy my mom something, so I appreciate them and everything like that. You supposed to been doing that all year long, though. Why you going to wait to this day that all of a sudden now you want to hop up and get your mom anything she wants? You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though? If you do a year round, and you don't do it on Mother's Day, it's a problem.
It is gonna be a problem.
It's a big problem.
Because it's a tradition now. It's a tradition.
Be like, "It's Mother's Day. Why you ain't getting me nothing? Mom, I bought you an air fryer yesterday."
Word.
On Saturday. That didn't count. Remember you said you needed a little bit of extra help on the light bill? I was like, "Don't even trip. I got that ain't count."
What's your phone?
My little badass brother that you had 15 years after me. I babysit this nigga. That don't count.
But now we gotta break these curses though too. We gotta break these traditions. Damn, what the fuck?
Take the fucking shades off. You can't even see the talk.
Now we gotta break these traditions. Damn.
Traditions,
man. We gotta break these traditions, man. But instead of like tomorrow, like it's Mother's Day, right? But what I do to my aunts and my baby mothers and everything. I tell them happy birthday. I mean, I say happy birthday.
Damn, yo, you still fucking up over there bad.
I'm about to go take these shades. Let me stop, dog. Let me stop.
I don't know what you need to do, but do it. We can shut this shit down. We come back to it in about like 15 minutes. Let you get your shit together. You got to take a shit or something.
Bro.
You need a couple more shots. Go ahead and drink that whole glass.
I'm still fucked up last night, bro.
Ah.
But anyway. Yo.
Well, that was one tradition you ain't got no problem with.
Nah, but like, I tell my baby mother's happy day.
Happy day?
Bro, you knocking this shit out so hard.
Yeah, my boy said happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Man.
I might be still drunk, bro.
He might be.
I might be still drunk.
Bro, well, just sit down. This is what we'll do, right?
I'm gonna try to paraphrase what you said, bro. I gotta wipe my eyes. Hold on, bro.
We're gonna try to end these traditions.
Wait up, bro. Yeah, hold up.
With that being said, we're gonna slide into public service announcements for this week. I'm gonna go to Uncle Rico first. At this moment, I kind of do have one, but don't. I'm gonna go to Uncle Rico first as I put mine together. Uncle Fax got one, but I wanted him to take as much time as possible to be ready.
Oh, man. Fucked up, bro.
All right. Uncle Rico, public service announcement. Let's get it.
Mark Zuckerberg, stop fucking with me, yo.
Oh.
Stop fucking with me, yo.
As we're live on Facebook.
Yo, stop fucking with me, yo. Like, word up. Like, it's nothing else to be said. Stop fucking with me, yo. Like, dead ass. Stop fucking with me, yo. So, you know, when I be in Facebook jail, I go to my backup page. Good old Juan Cena. May he rest in peace.
Good old Juan Cena.
Because Zuckerberg disabled my page the day I got out of Facebook jail. It's under a 30-day review. Can't log in. Nothing.
So you an investigation? I'm trying.
Bro, I had to say,
yo, his indictments is concurrent.
We're concurrent, though. Like,
bro, you're a bad person on social media, bro.
So, yo, no, listen, let me tell you what happened.
Nah, remember you used to talk that dirtbag shit. Nah, nigga, keep that energy.
But I ain't do nothing, though. I didn't do nothing.
Man, your indictment's been dropping for the last 5 years.
Man, I had to send them up, a picture of my ID, everything, yo.
Damn.
Word. Dead ass, yo.
And what did they said you was trying to be Tweety F and J?
I was trying to be John Cena.
Oh, you was trying to steal.
Oh, really?
This man identity.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But I've had this page for 8 years under the name Juan Cena for 8 years.
But
and you recently changed the profile pic because the other one was.
Oh, Juan sketchy. And John are two different things, ain't it?
Yeah. One's white, one's Spanish. I mean.
Oh, fuck me.
Like, I don't get it for the screw up game, bro.
And yo, so I'm sitting there playing a game on my phone, right?
Let me see that thing. Yeah.
And I seen a little email pop up at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, your account needs immediate attention. I'm like,
immediate attention.
So I paused the game, I hit the joint, and it said, Facebook has been disabled. You know, the whole shit. I'm like, bro, come on, said, do you want to review it? Hell yeah, I want to review it. Man, I went through, bro, and they made me take a picture of my ID, everything, bro. I'm like, then it's like, well, because of COVID. It's gonna be a long time before we get back.
So could I ask you something? You showed your ID to Facebook, but you cry about when the cop pulled you over, you don't want to show your ID.
No, I just don't show. I don't cry about it. Don't show.
But you showed Facebook.
Hey, one more fucking backup page, because for some reason
how you know who you was giving your ID to?
Hey, they on my ass anyway. They on my ass.
No, so. I'm saying, dude, we don't know. Fuck, the bird is not running that shit.
The higher power of Facebook.
Okay.
I don't fucking know, but yo, stop fucking with me, yo.
You ask for your social security number?
No, I ain't asked for social security number,
Man, they want to see your ID.
Yeah, they tripping.
But to everybody who had Juan Cena on their friends list, there's no trace of him on Facebook right now.
Damn, son.
Like, you know, like, usually, like, you know, you can pick up the old, you know, all that shit gone. That is no trace of him, yo.
Damn, he gone. Done.
Bro, it's no fucking trace of Juan gone. Cena, man.
Right now, he's missing. He ain't been missing long enough to be declared dead, but he's missing.
I think they deported him, man.
So, bro, what you do if you get banned right now?
I didn't do anything to get banned.
I said right now, bro. Like, things happen, bro, with you, especially with you.
Man, I don't be doing shit to get banned, though, man.
But you get banned, though.
Bird, all the fuck.
So you're innocent.
Innocent man.
Innocent man.
Fucking man.
From the hood.
Some innocent
man. Sorry, they said 90% of people who's in prison said they're innocent too.
Misunderstood.
Innocent.
I believe you. Hey, bro. I believe you.
Bro, they on my heels, though.
Bro, we got to get a t-shirt saying, have you seen this man? Oh. Oh, no. We can't even find his own profile pic because he ain't on there. God damn.
What's his profile pic?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. That shit is
bothering. It's not the same. We need, like, the actual pic of your name on Facebook and everything, throw that shit on a t-shirt. I'm sorry, the random dickhead moments start coming to me at these times.
Get your bull dirty,
man. My PSA this week is, yo, man, I'm a big fan of, you know, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Facts.
However, I believe there's such thing as too many questions. It's either provide a possible solution or shut the fuck up. But just don't keep asking questions. Like, you know, like there should be a cap. I'm not saying it's a dumb question, but like after like the fifth one, bro, what are we doing? What are we doing? What exactly are you looking for?
The more you question, the more answers you get.
This is not that podcast. That's that other one you be doing. This is the one where niggas drink and get irritable. Stop fucking asking me questions. Especially questions. Ain't nothing worse, yo. Ain't nothing worse, right? Than somebody asking you a question that you can't answer. And they know you can't answer, but they have the audacity to ask you. For example, you watching a movie with somebody. And they're like, yo, nigga, what you think happened? Bitch, I don't know. We both watching it. It just debuted. It's premiering right now.
And that's different, bro. That's different. That's different.
How am I supposed to be able to tell you this? You asked me, did I watch the shit? I said, hell no. I asked you, did you watch it? You said, nah. Why are you asking me questions about it then? We asked the main question. You seen it? Nope. I seen it? Nope. Want to watch it? Cool.
Yeah, that can get out of hand, yo. That can start an argument out of nothing, or nowhere, yo.
That's facts.
But how the fuck am I supposed to know? Just saying.
Mel, what's going on?
Nothing wrong with
Mel from Bama.
It's nothing wrong with asking questions. Just know what questions you should ask.
So the right questions to ask you. That's what you're trying to say. The right question.
Word. Like a motherfucker ask you some shit that they got enough information about to really know the answer. For example, what time you doing the podcast?
Now that's different. Yeah, you're right. You should be able to answer that. Easy though.
There's another. Now you might. Now the days get a little shaky. I get it, but the time frames are always similar. That being said, we gave him some time to shake off, huh?
We do for a shot.
Oh shit, my bad. I got into my.
Spew. It's all good, man.
Sorry, man. Yo,
passionate, man.
That's for the niggas that ask. That's for the niggas that ask.
You got a long day today. You play football, you know what I mean?
We're nigga feeling hella tenderized right now.
After a drunk night.
After a drunk night. And there ain't nothing worse, nigga. When you out there, you start doing a little bit of physical activity.
You start sweating.
Sweat, bitch. I couldn't sweat because it was an unusually chilly May day. But the crazy part is that you just start to feel those pre-cramps. Like, you know, like, it's already a little tight.
Damn,
right there.
I never heard of
pre-cramps. It's like this, right?
Pre-cramps.
You'll feel something tightening up, and you know what's coming. You just don't know when it's going to come, but you like, shit, let me try to start stretching this bitch out.
It just never stretches out.
Fortunately, the team wasn't one of the best teams, and it afforded me an opportunity to sit the fuck down when I was ready. But that being said, I didn't take my drink. Uncle Facts, he's had a little bit of time to gather his thoughts.
I think I did. I think I got myself together.
And we just want him. We want him to at least do his PSA, right? As long as he doesn't use the word traditions in it, he should be fine.
Nah, listen.
We'll see how this goes.
My rant is simple. I'm the sick and tired of the government, NASA, whoever the fuck they are. I don't really know who they truly are. My boy Miles probably could tell me because he know a lot about the government. Yeah. But they told us, right? They think we stupid, right? Okay. This is how stupid they think we is. Mm. They told us that unreckless, drunken Chinese rocket is coming towards Earth out of control. Mm. I guess he got to be drunk, or whoever controlling it must be drunk. They got no control of it, right? They don't know. They don't know when it's gonna hit. They just know they ain't gonna know until it goes inside our atmosphere, right? Mm-hmm. But this is why I'm pissed off, right? Over the years, y'all sent up over thousands and thousands of satellites.
So-called.
This Twitter you got me going, but it goes somewhere with that. So y'all got all these satellites in space and everything, right? And this little satellite that's coming back to space, y'all don't know where the fuck he at. Y'all ain't going nowhere yet until he hit our atmosphere an hour, well, hour after he hit into our atmosphere, that's when they could pinpoint where you're going to land at. What you mean? We ain't going to know to an hour where you're going to hit. All these satellites, all these communication devices, y'all on Mars right now. Y'all sitting on Mars with fake helicopters, little rovers riding around on Mars, but y'all can't see this drunken motherfucker driving this motherfucking rocket.
That's because it ain't Mars, man. It's Area 51.
Bro, it don't make no sense, bro.
I'm just saying.
You see what I'm saying? It don't make no sense.
You can see the sky view of us right now from satellite. How the fuck you can't see something coming and where it's coming from?
And y'all got thousands and thousands of satellites up in space.
I ain't saying I agree with all this shit on the facts you're saying. But I damn sure know a point when I hear it.
Bro, it don't make no sense to me, yo. Like, y'all lying all around the board. Like, and nobody not even talking about it. It's not on Channel 10 News. It's not just Channel Fox News. That's kind of weird to me. So I guess when the government said don't panic, though.
So we're not going to panic. That's no, what they but we, so we're not going to make them panic.
My mama always told me, if the government tell you don't panic, you motherfucker run for the hills. You run for the hills.
Nah, like, nah, we good.
Shit.
Nah, kid. Something don't feel right.
But so at 10 o'clock Eastern time, they're going to let us know where it's going to hit. That's crazy, right? We got to wait until 10 o'clock to let us know where it's going to hit.
On what day? Was it 10?
No, today. Oh, now. Today? It went up today.
Oh, the 10. So 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock p.m. P.m. Yeah, tonight, Eastern time.
Niggas know. Don't know niggas be watching the 10 o'clock news on Saturday. Right. Niggas think they slick. Yo, I'm telling you, yo, these niggas is up to no good.
Hey, yo, bro, it's kind of like, I'm just saying, though.
You a special kind of nigga. You watching the 10 o'clock news on Saturday.
On a Saturday, yeah. John, that means
Monday through Friday, all right. Friday a little iffy, but Saturday, John, nigga.
Something must have happened.
I can't trust you.
Then. Something must have happened. You broke your hip. You broke something. No, something's broken.
If you watching the 10 o'clock news on Saturday, best believe you committed a crime that day and you trying to see if your ass is on it.
Facts.
You want to know, like, yeah, nigga, I did yeah, that liquor yeah. store, so I need to know if, okay, I ain't make the 10 o'clock news, so I'm good.
Bro. That sounds bullshit.
But anyway, in other news, the Versus tonight. Ha! Matter of fact, it's about to be probably rocking a little bit. We got SWV. Gets Escape.
I get so weak.
I was waiting for it.
That's how you get it.
But,
use your heart, not your eyes.
That word.
It should be a good one, yo. Like, I'm not.
With the SSWW to the BB.
My heart said Escape. My mind saying SWV.
Nigga, your mouth was saying Escape a month ago when they announced this shit.
I changed it though, bro. Changed up, bro.
I seen that shit in the group chat earlier. I was like, look at this shit here.
Yo, you can't go wrong with either one of them, bro.
Not at all. So I'm telling you what I'm excited for, right? So the last couple verses, since Swiss Beatz and Timbaland have worked out the deal with Trilla, you know, the people been in the building at the same time. Mm-hmm. Good gracious, man. It's fitting to be seven beautiful women,
what?
All well-dressed. Bodies masterfully crafted here to go. Fit these here outfits.
Go. Here you go.
And they can sing.
Because last time I saw SWV, it was some. They had that red on.
Man, listen.
It was a lot of
between Coco.
Coco ain't taking no shit.
Between Coco man. Clemens and motherfucking Tamika Scott. Good God Almighty, I'm so excited. And you know, Candy been built for tough for a minute. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait. I wish I was rich, nigga, and I had a theater room for this type of shit, nigga. I'm telling you.
Tamika Hill, what's good? How you doing?
First time viewer, but by the way, too.
First time viewer.
Yeah. Shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. And she said, Escape. My little secret.
Is that your favorite song?
See. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, baby. Don't fall for it. Just say you like the song. Don't say it's your favorite.
Yeah.
Just say you like it.
That's a good song, though.
It is.
If you on the right end of the song, does that make sense?
Shit. Now, lo and behold, we didn't know that Candy was fucking JD back then. Perhaps maybe that was the influence for the song.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh. But there was a song I did not like from Escape. Because whoever wrote that song, they think motherfuckers stupid. Run to the arms of the one you love. Don't care what.
That's it. Sorry.
But yo, you heard, I mean, you see the, like, understand the words of the song? Like, don't care what you do. Go out there. Lady, go ahead, baby. Go fuck that nigga and everything. As long as you happy. As long as you happy, yo. I'll be right here waiting for you when you come back. Don't care what time you come back. Because I love you that much. I love you that much. If he do you wrong, I'll be here waiting for you to come crying back to me.
Oh, man. I don't know who wrote that shit. Man, he was going through some shit. Like,
bro, like,
he was going through some shit. Yo. Ooh. If you wrote that shit back then, I know you're a straight savage now.
Gotta be, yo. Gotta
be. After some shit like that. Yeah. You saying some shit like that, but I know you. I know you tell about that. You talking like my man. Never mind, I ain't gonna say his name.
Oh,
but anyway. So, yeah, let me just keep checking this timer. Don't mind me. Okay, all right.
Oh, you ain't got the timer set up?
And, yeah, you know how that shit
go. You got a long day today.
Bruh, nigga.
But yo, it's not a,
it was hailing.
We got more news coming, like
okay.
Serena.
Oh my lord.
Midnight night.
Uncle Facts made a post earlier this week. I think it was like Thursday or early Friday. He said, is this self-hate? And you know, don't get the game twisted, man. I understand why people. No, I don't really. I'm sorry. I understand the concept when it's explained to me, but I still don't get it why people wear makeup to begin with. But the last thing I want to see is one as a person. It's one thing if you get the same type of color tone that you already have, and you might just try, you know, let's say you got a little pimple today, you know, something just sprung up on you. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, player.
Yeah.
Let me cover that up. Okay, word. Cool. But like when you sit there and you purposely making your skin a whole lot like four shades lighter than what you actually are, I don't get that. That do sound like self-hate to me.
I mean, like makeup's supposed to be an enhancer, I thought. Like salt. Salt is not a season, so they say. It's supposed to enhance, brings out the flavor in the food. Salt's supposed to bring out the flavor in the food, right? So I thought makeup's supposed to bring out sure beauty.
And salt killing niggas. See y'all, see? Niggas ain't catching it, but go ahead.
So I thought makeup's supposed to bring out your beauty, enhances with who you are, right? This is my thing about makeup, right? I got no problem with it. You know what I mean? But my thing is, if I meet you at a club, right? And you look this way, like over here and to the right, this is how you look. And then when the next day when you wake up, you look this way to the left, like a whole different person. That's where I got a problem with.
At that point, I feel like I was taken advantage of.
You're like a whole different woman. I should be able to take you to small claims court or something, yo. Like,
I want charges brought up.
Word, like.
This vagina was fraudulent.
I've been bamboozled.
The face that was attached to this vagina, Your Honor, listen. I went to sleep with this woman, and I woke up with some nigga. I didn't know I was here for this.
But, yo, so I don't know if it's like, I'm not going to try to say, I don't know if Serena, that she trying to be lighter because she dating a white guy. I don't know. But.
How come she wasn't trying to be lighter when she was wearing them goddamn beads then? They had sweatproof makeup back then.
But it that's weird though. It just,
when she wore that motherfucking cat suit, she wasn't lighter then.
When she was dating Common, she was brown skinned. When she was dating Drake, she was brown skinned. Now all of a sudden. Man, you lighter now.
Man, yo, Common and Drake, man.
Niggas got numbers, man.
I want, I just, you know, I just want to sit down and chop it up with them niggas and be like, yo, tell me the real. Let me know, man. What that thing was here for.
Common had two of the baddest sisters, too.
Word. Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu.
Woo. Man, I think Common dated Kerry Washington, too, at one point.
Damn.
I think. I know we know he dated Serena.
And John, they say you look a little like Common.
And I man, it'd be different if she was still. It'd be different if she was still with the nigga. I might get excited, but no, she got a whole different taste now.
But Common still had Erykah Badu.
Yeah, Erykah Badu.
Nah, man, I don't want that. I don't want that juju on my.
Apparently,
on my,
it's so good that it's bad.
Like, I don't think it's bad. I think it's bad in the sense of like, you know, it's that kind you get and you already know, like, damn, I've been marked.
But remember, we as kids, right? We knew things was wrong, but what we do?
Do it anyway.
We did it anyway. That's how I feel about Eric Badu.
So like, yo, common scene, my boy, Three Stacks, go from shoulder pads with spikes on them to wearing plaid and scarves.
Nah,
and
fuck that. That nigga was wearing shoulder pads and spikes because of Eric Badu. When I met Andre 3000, that nigga was just wearing baseball jerseys and baggy clothes. You know what I mean? Go ahead and check out Players Ball. You know what I mean? Nigga is totally different. You know, by the time motherfucking Rosa Parks came out, it was a different nigga.
Word.
But I will say this, though. Yeah.
We got songs like Hey Y'all.
I will say this. Erykah Badu did a good job hiding all that whatever she got. Whatever it was that she got, that's what I'm talking about. She did a good job. A great job of hiding it. But that day when she did that video with Kennedy, my goodness.
She wore a lot of baggy shit back in the day.
She wore a lot of baggy stuff, yo. You never saw her like her natural physique.
She started showing them curves.
Whew. Right, and she did it for that video, and she ain't ever did that shit again. Bro. She back damn near dressed like a teepee. But you know now. Now you be like, nah, I can see that hip poking through.
Yeah.
But she was
on. It's a little creepy, but fuck it. You know, everybody got some shit with me.
Hey, man. That's human nature, bro. Creep that's dog. Human nature.
Like he said, 750, he was on his way. It's 822, he ain't here. I'm tracking you, nigga. I seen you was watching too, nigga. I don't know if you still on, but.
Terrible, man. Terrible.
So we got the verses. We got the fight tonight. We got Mother's Day tomorrow.
That means Applebee's is packed. If you're trying to eat good in the neighborhood, let that shit go.
Listen, all restaurants is going to be packed tomorrow.
Nah, it's something about Applebee's, nigga.
All mothers, all take all moms. Applebee's
and Olive Garden, you know what I mean? Olive Garden, they tell you when you eat here, you family. Man. It's a family reunion and shit. Nah, nigga.
They mean that shit.
Man. And ain't no everybody trying to eat good in the neighborhood. You know, niggas get real lazy. Like, yeah, mom, I'm going to cook you dinner. You know what? Now that I think about it, let's just go to Applebee's. Let's go to Olive Garden. Let's hit Red Lobster. All right, daughter. You get there, it's a 2-hour wait.
2-hour wait.
See, that's your problem. You so lazy. You ain't my child. My child would have already had my food done.
What would be you say?
I mean, you know, them online orders probably gonna be stupid tomorrow.
Oh, crazy. So sorry for that.
Because niggas wasn't even thinking about that shit. Yeah. Now, because of COVID, niggas all over it.
Yeah. Father's Day.
But they ain't going to do that for Father's Day. What? Oh, no. Every restaurant, bro. 2-minute wait on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
How many you got? Come on. Party at 50? Come on, I got you.
We got you.
Every restaurant. Every restaurant.
Six feet apart, you know. Got you.
But, yo, what time did Versus start? I think it started.
I'm inclined to start looking now. I'm trying. You know what? I'm gonna do it. What we got? Where we at with the drinks?
We got four minutes.
All right, we're that's like enough that. For me to kind of like peek, I guess. Let me turn
this one down. Grab this right here,
After these messages.
What are you talking about that motherfucker virus trying to get us again?
all I know is they did something, man, and everybody got the stomach virus. Everybody got a head cold out of no fucking where. They doing something with this shit. I don't understand it. I'm tired of it. Excuse me. Do know that much. So these guys are doing their one too. So I am Uncle Rico, and these are the drunk unks. You know.
Word.
Yeah.
Man. That's what we doing. You know,
Uncle Rico is not going on stage tonight.
The stream will start soon. That's what my drunk said.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's good.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess you should expect
I was trying to pull the
seven women that are going to be
on time.
Particularly dressed. Their hair going to look respectable. I guess you could anticipate a late start. Now, don't do that stuff like Keisha Cole and Ashanti, though. Don't be them.
That shit was bad.
I enjoyed it, though. Even though they was late, I don't care about being late because I was always late to work. Like, a lot.
Hence why you a stay-at-home dad now. Hey, you like doing things at your
own. I'm just saying, man. Like, yo, I'm on, man. There's nothing to get mad about. Man. Shit happens, man. Shit happens, yo.
Hell, nigga, no.
Shit, month of April. Why has so many latencies, man?
Any upcoming events? Shout out to Monte Wright, man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bro. Coach Wright.
And yo, listen, you know, I'm not a big birthday guy. Don't talk about birthdays. I don't celebrate birthdays. I acknowledge birthdays. He's a good dude, man. A good dude, yo.
Absolutely. He had a drink going on today. It's just, you know, I couldn't be in like three different places at once.
I mean, I wanted to sneak down there, but the way the weather was set up today, it was raining, stopped raining. Then all of a sudden the sun popped back in, start raining again. But yeah. Bro,
Coach Wright, it's for you, man.
Yo.
Take a shot.
And my bag broke for not being there, yo.
Yeah. I wanted to be there. I talked to you last week. I wanted to be there.
Yes. He definitely hit us up.
I don't know what you drinking on, bro.
But
let it rip.
Enjoy it, bro.
Let it rip.
Nah, I know he's drinking something, but I know he got a fucking stogie too right now.
I think he was doing a Ciroc, right? When he was on the show. I think he did a Ciroc.
He had a cup.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell what was in the cup.
The world may never know.
But I'm feeling good. Y'all feeling good?
Great. I don't know.
Well, night, you had a game today.
Brother, man, we here. We alive. So yeah. We ain't got no choice but to feel good. And yeah, there's going to be some moments where we don't feel good. But we still here, so we got time to change, rectify, alter, or whatever,
right?
To get to the next level.
That's true.
Whatever level that may be.
We here though.
Yeah, absolutely. A little side PSA.
Hold
your friends accountable. When niggas say they gonna be here at a certain time and they late, hold them niggas accountable. Just want to put that out.
Accountability. Damn, I said that right there. I got something right today.
Just don't say the T word.
I am not going to say the T word. TikTok.
Yeah. But
it's Saturday night.
Man, it is Saturday night. Shout out to Boop and Drea. They was live earlier.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Chicken, DJing at Stu's tonight.
Yep. Trick Dawson will be in Stubini's tonight. And he said, please leave the drama at home.
Leon.
Yeah. 7:50, I'm on my way. Yeah, you. Who else?
Let me grab my not a full beat shirt. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I noticed his not up for debate shirt will be remarkably similar to his drunk on shirt that he's wearing. Not saying he has a type, but I'm saying.
The proof is in the pudding, they say, right?
You know what I'm talking about?
I need my.
Oh, they gave you.
I need my.
No. So that's salmon. This is pink.
Yeah. I need my brothers, right, to let me know. Was it my fault? Let me tell you what happened.
Did you ask for a salmon shirt?
No. Yeah, I wanted the color, bro. Listen, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Real niggas wear pink. Now I'm talking.
Two weeks ago, Saturday night. You know how we get. We was drunk. I was fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. That's the night I walk home, John.
Well, you was really.
Oh, I staggered home.
It
took me,
yeah,
an hour to get home from Stu Beanie's, and I live down the street. All right, so when I get to the house, I'm drinking at the table. I'm sitting at the table, drinking some more. When I get here, I'm scrolling through Facebook. You know how you scrolling through Facebook? Boom, especially when you're drunk, like you scrolling.
Right.
So all of a sudden, I see the not up for the baby. Like, website popped up. I don't know why it popped up, but it's saying that the new material and everything like that. So I was like, oh, okay. And it was like, yo, the shirt is free. All you got to do is pay for shipping. I said, oh, shit. These brothers is doing big things. They giving free shit to the community. So I said, I'm about to get this. I clicked on it, order, boom, sent it out. Yes, my shirt be here in a couple of days. Then tomorrow, the next day, got an email. bro, I don't know what happened. That shirt is not free.
Bro, somebody fucked up. Bro.
Yo, listen. I don't know who fucked up. I just know that I was drinking. That's all I can say. But somebody fucked up.
I took advantage of the promotion.
I took word. I thought it was a nice promotion. I said, yo, I scored at 2:30 in the morning. I came through. Shout out to my boys, my brothers, bro. Good looking. It was like, bro, that was a wrong. That was wrong. I'll send you your shipping money back.
Just take your shirt.
Yo, but see, the moral of the story is, yo, stop ordering shit while you drinking, yo. Word is wrong. It might was my fault, but you know, I got the shirt anyway because it's sport anyway. It's sport. I just thought it was something else.
Right.
But I got to stop ordering shit while you drinking. I don't touch Amazon when I'm drinking at all.
And
don't
also, even click on it. While you're on the topic, shout out to them too as well. They started the new show last week.
Oh, I seen
The first episode premiered yesterday.
That was dope. You
know I need to talk to them. I need to understand exactly what was going on, but it sounds like it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's a deep show. Feel me?
A nigga show up in here with Applebee's car side to go, thinking shit's sweet.
And we just talking about Applebee's.
Said, well, there it is, tracking shit.
Yeah, you want to eat good in the neighborhood.
Yeah, are you tracking the joint, John?
That being said, we're going to, what time is it? Yep, that's good enough for me. The DJ is in there warming up. That means they playing them drinks, playing them hit tunes. Listen, everybody who was interactive with us on the live tonight, we appreciate y'all. Everybody,
first time listeners,
first time watchers. Hopefully you're not a first time listener, but you first time watching. Yeah. And if it was your first time, it's okay. You got your cherry pop real nice and gingerly. This was an easy episode.
We didn't go hard. We kept it simple.
We kept it very respectful. We were gentlemen tonight. But with that being said, man, if you've been with us from day one, or if you've been with us since day one, or you just got with us today, we appreciate y'all. We acknowledge y'all. We love the support. We love the fanfare. We love the engagements. We love the people rooting for us. We love the people who are actually inspired by us, because we never set out to inspire anybody when we did this. We just seen a platform for us to do something ourselves. That being said, you can follow us on Facebook at Drunk Unks Podcast, Instagram, Drunk Unks Podcast, Twitter at Drunk Unks Radio, and you can go on drunkunkspodcast.com. Get all this wonderful content. Yes, we are on Spotify. Yes, we are on Apple. Yes, we are on iHeart. A little spooky with iHeart right now, but we're still there. Pandora. We are also on Amazon Music, too, as well. Yes.
And we are also on Audible. It's people who like the audio books, we're on Audible.
We are on Audible as well. That being said, man, a lot of places you can go to get this wonderful content, these jewels, this information, these facts. And I don't know about y'all, I'm finna raise my cup, my glass for Coco, for Lily, for Taj, for Tiny, for motherfucking Tamika, Latasha. And Candy, you know what I mean? For them, man.
Coco,
I'm fitting to enjoy this show, man. Coco. I'm tell you something, man. I'm in a good place. I'm going to stay in that good place.
Hey, yo, girls better come dressed to kill tonight, bro.
Love y'all. Y'all be safe. God willing, we're back next week where you're drunk, Unks. This is our podcast. See you soon.